You're listening to the Email Elevator Podcast, episode number 5.
You're listening to the Email Elevator Podcast. I'm your guide, Caressa Flary, marketing strategist and business coach. If you're a business owner, side hustler, or entrepreneur who wants to build an engaged email list to increase revenues from email, then you're in the right place. Each week, I share with you easy, proven, and actionable tips and strategies that you can use to increase your revenue with email marketing. Think of this podcast as your one-stop shop to learn the secrets to email marketing success. Here are some stats for you. By 2022, 333.2 billion emails will be sent every single day. And get this, by 2023, 4.3 billion email users. So that means 4.3 billion people will be using email. Hello, and a very warm welcome to episode 5 of the Email Elevator Podcast. I hope you guys are doing well. I'm doing well here, enjoying the summer, and I'm here. This is about 11 p.m. at night. I'm recording this episode, so hopefully you'll find this episode a great one. In this episode, I'm excited to talk to you about how to start building your email list. Email list building is something that I consider to be a must-do, a consistent must-do if you plan on using email marketing to really drive revenue. So list building is all about getting your ideal customers to sign up for your email list. Notice I said your ideal customers. These are the individuals that fits your target profile, and they're looking for what you have to offer. So these are individuals that are definitely looking for the solutions that you offer. So you're not looking for anyone to join your email list, to sign up for your email list. You're looking for people that matches your ideal customers. The reason why I would say that email list building is something that you need to be doing every single day. And that's because on average, about 50%, you lose about 50% of subscribers, email subscribers within a 12-month period. So because, you know, you're going to definitely have people unsubscribing from your email list, you really want to be adding more people, probably double the amount that you lose. So if you're losing about half, then you need to be adding double time that to make sure that you always have new leads, new people to reach out to by email marketing. My definition of email list building is this. It's an active process that you use to promote the value that you offer to attract your ideal customers to sign up to your email list. So notice the keywords. It's an active process, meaning it's not something you do when you feel like. It's not something you turn on and off. You're always actively attracting new people to sign up to your list. And the other keyword, you're promoting the value that you offer. So if you're a service, if you're an e-commerce store, you're selling a single product, or if you're a service, you're selling some solution, that is the value that you offer. And that is what you're going to be promoting to get people to join your email list. And not just any people, the ones that are your ideal customer profile. When it comes to building your email list, you really want to ensure that you're attracting your ideal customer profile, not just anyone. So let's break down what do you need to start your email list. So these are the key things that you will need to start your email list. So the first thing, you will need to have an email services provider, or another way to think about it, an email platform. This is the platform that you're going to use to manage all of your contacts. This is where you'll set up all of your email. This is where you'll track all of your data to be able to see what's happening. So you definitely need an ESP, email services provider. And I'll get into the details about selecting an email services provider in another episode. So that's the first thing that you need. The second thing you need an offer. So typically, when it comes to building an email list, people will not just give up their email address just like that, because obviously we know a lot of us get a lot of emails and people are frustrated with the number of emails they are already receiving from different brands and companies. So you need something to offer in exchange to get their email address. Do you really have to offer something? Some people don't. And they are successful at building their email list. And I'll get into that in a minute. But you need some form of offer. That's the second thing. You need some form of offer. The next thing you need a dedicated landing page. So a landing page is a single focus web page. So it's a dedicated page that you would send people to sign up for your email list. And that's the only thing that is on that page. It's the information about how they sign up for your email list. So that is the landing page. So that's the third thing that you need. The fourth thing that you need sign-up forms. We call them opt-in forms. You need sign-up forms where people can enter their email address and click the subscribe button. So you need those. Then the next thing that you need confirmation emails. So one of the best practices that I always encourage people to follow is to confirm everybody that signs up for your email list. Yes, I know it. You may lose some people because they don't follow through and confirm. But in terms of building a quality email list, I advise you and I highly recommend that you confirm every individual that signs up for your email list. The next thing you need is your confirmation email. And this is the first email that you will send to anyone once they sign up for your email list. Once you have your confirmation email, you also need a thank you page. A lot of people don't have a thank you page, but it's something that I recommend. A thank you page is where you will send them after they sign up for your email list. And I'll go through that in a little bit more details. And then once they've signed up, confirm their email address, you need to start welcoming them and introducing yourself. And that is where your welcome email sequence comes in. Your welcome email sequence is a series of email, normally about 3 to 5 different emails, that is delivered to the new subscriber over a period of time. So let's say you have 5 emails in your welcome sequence. Maybe you send one every other day. These welcome emails are designed to welcome new subscribers, introduce yourself, introduce your brand with them, and there is a variety of different messages that you can send in those emails. And I'll have another episode coming up specifically about welcome email sequences in the future. So let me just recap again. The things that you need, the basic things you need to get started with building your email list. You need an email services provider. You need an offer. So you need something to give away to in exchange for people's email address. You need a dedicated landing page. This is where you're going to be sending people to sign up for your email list. You need opt-in forms. These are the forms that they'll use to sign up to join, where they'll enter their email list, email address to join your email list. You need confirmation email. This is the email that you will send to them to confirm that they did indeed sign up for your email. Then you need a thank you page. This page is what they're sent to after they confirm their email. And then you need a welcome email sequence. So these are the 7 critical things that you need to have in place to start building your email list. So now that you know the 7 things that you need in order to start building your email list, let's talk about some of my favorite tactics to implement to get people to sign up for your email list. The first thing that people always overlook is their existing customer base. So if your existing business already have customers, but you're really just getting started with email marketing, start with your existing customers. 43% of customers said they would sign up for marketing emails from some place they already shop. An easy way to get your email list started is to ask your existing customers to sign up. You know, let them know that you've started a newsletter or you're going to be sending weekly email with discounts or coupon, whatever it is, and getting them, get your existing customers to start signing up for your email list. So that's the first tactic that you can implement, which I think, again, if you're an existing business, it's fairly easy to get that done. The second thing you can do is email receipts. At checkout, you can give them the option, okay, would you like to receive your receipt by email? 31% of individuals said they would give their email address to receive that receipt electronically because it's beneficial to them. If they lose their receipt, they can always search their email. You know, it's right there in their email. When you have a storefront or a checkout process, that's a great place to ask people to sign up for your email list. Like I said, 31% of individuals said they would definitely give their email address to get their email, their receipt emailed to them. Ensure that if you are already checking customers out, that it's a part of your process to make sure people sign up for your email list. So that's number two. Number three, give something away for free. And this is referred to as the lead magnet. I am not a big proponent of giving something away for free. And I'll explain why. It is a common thing now. Every email list that you typically see or every business that's trying to get subscribers on their email list, they're all giving away something for free. For me, why I'm not such a big fan of this, even though it works, I think you train the subscriber to only act when you're giving something away for free. I think it's a wrong way to start the relationship that I'm going to dangle a carrot in front of you before we even get started. But if you're in e-commerce or selling something tangible, you may be inclined to give away a discount for people to buy your product. But again, what type of behavior are you training your ideal buyers? How are you training them to act? Are you training them to only act when there's a discount? I rather reserve discount for later on in the early part of the relationship. So I'm not a fan of giving something away for free, but it is an effective strategy. What can you give away for free? People give away discounts or coupons, especially if you're an e-commerce brand. You can give away access to an exclusive group. You can give away access to an exclusive event. You can give away a checklist. There is an abundance of different things that you could give away for free. The key whenever you're giving away something for free to get people to sign up for your email list, it has to be tied directly to what you're offering. So in other words, some people may give away something that's unrelated to what they're selling. That's defeat the purpose. Your whatever you're giving away need to be leading them towards a purchase, a discount, 20% off, which means that they're going to buy your product. It has to be something that is tied directly to the solution that you offer. If you're going to give them access to an exclusive group, yes, they're going to join the group. They're going to be able to consume your content. You're going to be able to later on sell them on a product or solution that you're offering. The other thing about when you're developing something to give away for free, say, for example, you're giving away a checklist or you're giving away an ebook. It has to be information that they cannot get anywhere else. The market is flooded with ebooks, checklists, everybody has one. And I think people are already fatigued. They will, what I call them, freebie hunters. They will sign up for your email list to get that free thing and they will never engage. I would like to encourage you, if you're going to use something like a lead magnet, that is something you give away for free, make it be something that they cannot get anywhere else. There's a lot of information available in Google. But what about what you're giving away in terms of an educational piece of material that they can't get anywhere else? And one way you can do that is to really add your perspective to the educational material that you're giving away. So if you're giving away an ebook, make sure it's filled with your perspective. They can't get that anywhere else. But if you're just going to dump whatever you see in Google or whatever your research brings up, that's not going to really work. They're just going to freebie hunters, sign up to get your freebie, and then they disappear and never engage. And that is not good for your email list. Third way, again, is to give away something for free in exchange to get their email list. Number four, not giving away anything. This is you using your personal brand or your expertise to attract people. So what exactly does this mean? This means that you have credibility, you're a thought leader, you're an expert in your field, you put out great content, or whatever you produce is of such high quality that naturally people will join your email list without you offering something for free. There are many examples of this. Gary Vee, Seth Godin. There's so much example of people out there that put out great content and they do not dangle anything in front of your face to get you to sign up for your email list. They rely only on their expertise and the quality of their work. So number four, not giving away anything for free and using your personal brand or your expertise in your field to produce great content where people want that content and just naturally signed up for your list. Number five, lead generation ads. Facebook is a great place for that. Obviously, this one costs money, so I would say that you should obviously look at your budget and probably consider this after you've exhausted some of the free options. A Facebook lead generation ad. This will help you to reach a broader audience and help you to target people that fits your ideal customer profile. And what this will do for you is that you can also get them to visit your website, because you'll direct your ads there to your landing page where you'll have more information about why they need to sign up for your list. Facebook lead generation ad, that would be a great way for you to sign up and get people signed up on your list. Number six, and this one takes a little bit more work, but it's very effective, a referral program. Who better to help you build your email list than the already raving fans that you already have? So if you have a base of customers, a base of followers that already love your brand and love what you do and what you offer them, put a referral program in place and offer something in exchange for them sharing your content and referring other people to subscribe to your email list. So offer some form of perks that you can give away. Maybe it's a branded item or a digital coupon. Maybe you have a book, you give them a copy of your book. So give them some form of perks or points for referring individuals to your email list. And I believe referral program brings in the best quality individuals, because this is people are referring are people that's confirming that, look, I do love this particular brand, I love the content they produce, or I love their products, you should check it out. Number seven, a loyalty program. So 40% of individuals say they will give up their email address to join a loyalty program. We know that pretty much a lot of the big brand retail store has a loyalty program. When you shop so much, you get so much points and you can cash those points in for an for a particular item. A loyalty program obviously costs money to set up, but depending on what your business is, it's one of the proven ways to really build your email list. Consider building a loyalty program to get subscribers on your email list. And my final tactic to build your email list is a quiz. Not many people are using a quiz to build their email list, but it's one of the most effective way to build your email list. And here's why. A quiz basically works in three ways. It has three benefits. Number one, it helps the person taking the quiz to understand, diagnose whatever their problem is. That's number one. Number two, it helps you get to know what their problem is or what their issues are. And number three, it helps you to present your solution to them in a way that is not promotional. So how does a quiz work? You're going to have questions, obviously, but those questions are questions that you're going to use to diagnose the problem. So think about it this way. If you are going to sit down with a prospect that you've just met, you first thing you'd ask some questions to find out what problems they're experiencing. The second thing that you would do, you would ask them to go through and answer those questions, and you'll provide them with answers at the end. Those answers are tied directly to the solution that you offer. So if all of their answers were, I have a problem with building my email list, then the solution may be, here are how you go about doing that. So a quiz allow you to not only diagnose, get to know the prospect, and promote your solution to them. The key about it, when they finish taking the quiz, in order to get the results, you have two options. They can enter their email address. So you're going to ask them to enter their email address at the end of taking the quiz to get the results. Once they enter their email address, you're going to disclose the result of their quiz, and you're also going to send them the results in an email. A quiz is a very effective way to build your email list while helping that person diagnose the problem and challenges that they have. I personally believe that a quiz gives you much more quality leads on your email list because, again, you're getting a sense of what that person is struggling with. If you ever think about starting or using a quiz, remember that you need to make sure that the quiz is targeted to the audience that you want to purchase your products or services. That's number eight. So let me just run through the eight things again. To build your email list, start with your existing customer. If you're an existing business and you have existing customer, ask them to join your email list. At checkout, if you have a checkout process already selling to customers, make sure you ask during that period if they want to join your email list. A great way to do that is to ask them if they want to get their receipt emailed to them. Give away something for free, which is a lead magnet, and there is an abundance of different type of lead magnet that you can give away. Number four, don't give away anything for free. Rely on the quality of your work to attract individual. Leverage your personal brand. Number five, run some Facebook lead generation ads to get people to your email sign-up page. Number six, a referral program. What better way to get people to join your list than those who are already on your list referring people to join? Number seven, a loyalty program. And number eight, a quiz. So which of these seven things are perhaps the easiest? I think obviously number one, the existing customers are the easiest because those are people already familiar with your brand, and already 43% of people said they would sign up from someplace they already shop. But I don't want you to focus on the easiest. I want you to focus on the one that's going to deliver the highest return on your investment. So every business is different, and every email list building tactic will work different based on your business. So you need to find what that list building tactic is that is going to deliver the highest return on for the time that you're going to put in. The other thing to think about when you think about the different tactics to build your email list, think about the cost. Obviously, as a small business, you want to focus on things that doesn't cost money upfront versus one where you got to pay. But are those sources bringing you quality leads and quality individuals on your email list? So you have to weigh the cost and the benefit and the quality of the individuals getting on your list. Here is another thing to think about when you're building your email list. This source, whatever source you acquire new subscribers from, ensure that you track each source to see the return and the quality of the subscribers. If the free offer is filling up your email list, so let's say you're using a lead magnet and you're getting a lot of people join your email list, but they're not reading your emails or they're not buying, they're not engaging, you may want to stop offering that free offer because it's not bringing you quality lead. The key is to get people on your email list that are your ideal buyers. These are the individuals that are looking for what you offer. So ensure that you're not just filling up your email list with individuals that are not your ideal customers. So whatever you use to build your email list, ensure that is attracting the right quality leads that's ready to purchase from you when the time is right.
Thank you for listening to the Email Elevator Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, then please check out my website at iamcaressa.com. You can also follow me on Instagram at iamcaressa. I blog about email marketing daily on Instagram, so that's a great place to gain additional knowledge about email marketing. I also have a favor to ask you. My podcast is new and I'm looking to grow the podcast, so if you could share this podcast with your friends and your network so they can actually hear the valuable information that you're enjoying. And you can also leave me a review on Apple Podcasts. I look forward to hearing what others have to say, and I'm all about improving my podcast to make sure that my listeners are receiving the best value from it. Until next time, I'll see you in the next episode.